Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Good afternoon, everybody. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. It is Tuesday, November the 28th, and there's a few things I want to talk about today. And this show will mainly be centered around Matt Moore, as I want to dive a little bit into Miami's quarterback situation, not so much of this year, but heading into next year. So I want to do a little bit of a look into Matt Moore here, so we'll get into that. But a couple news tidbits off the top here regarding the Miami Dolphins and this week's game against the Broncos. First and foremost, it was announced that Broncos star cornerback Aqib Talib was suspended, and he will not play this Sunday against Miami. What does that mean? I don't know. Miami's passing game these days is not very good, so him not being on the field for the Broncos, obviously it helps some. How much will it help? I'm not sure. But he will not be playing this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Also, the Miami Dolphins placed William Hayes on injured reserve, ending his year. And they might have also just ended his time in Miami. I know he is well-liked by many of the players, by many of the members of the coaching staff. But at his age, you do have to wonder if he is someone Miami wants to keep as they look to rebuild this team moving forward. They might want to go younger there and cheaper. I know Hayes really liked being in Miami, and he expressed that a lot when he was traded here. They did take a year off his deal, so he is a free agent. That was a request he made that Miami granted back in the summer. So Hayes will be a free agent at the end of the year, and you have to wonder if Miami will now bring him back or not. I'm not sure they will. He's okay, but he is a one-dimensional player who shuts down the run, and he does a heck of a job shutting down the run, but he's just a situational player at this point in his time in the NFL, and I'm not sure he's someone Miami sees long-term who adds value to the team. So we might have seen William Hayes play his last game as a member of the Miami Dolphins. So let's get into Matt Moore, because I want to talk about Matt Moore a little bit on the show. Not so much to rip him, because, look, Matt Moore has done an okay job this year. When he's had to play, he hasn't been great by any means, but this is a tough spot for him. When the Miami Dolphins lost Ryan Tannehill back in August, I believe on August 3rd, their season was turned upside down right at that point. And it is a telling sign that head coach Adam Gase didn't just hand the keys over to Matt Moore. It lets you know what Adam thinks about Matt Moore as a player, and what the others in the Miami Dolphins front office think about Matt Moore as a player. Because they could have very easily made Matt Moore the number one quarterback and went out and signed any old guy to be the number two, whether that's someone like Brandon Whedon or someone along those lines, one of those types of guys, and made him the number two and just let Matt Moore run with it this year. The fact they did not do that really was telling on their view of Matt Moore as a player. And the main reason I want to talk about Matt Moore today is we sort of head down the home stretch of this year, where we're not only talking about this year and what's going on this year in Miami, but what they need to do as we start to pivot towards 2018 in the offseason. And to me, Matt Moore, I believe, has to be playing out his final games as a member of the Miami Dolphins franchise. And here's why. I cannot see the Miami Dolphins next year bringing back Matt Moore as a part of this team. And I don't even know what his contract situation is. I should have looked that up. But honestly, I know he's not making that much money, and he would be easy to get rid of. Let's see here. Matt Moore. Sorry about this. Just looking it up real quick so I have the information. Matt Moore is under... So this is the final year of Matt Moore's contract. So Miami is able to move on from him after this year. Not that money was a big factor, as he's not making a lot, but I think it's time. And here's why. Let's touch on a few things. First and foremost, age. Matt Moore is 33 years old, and by the time next year rolls around, the 2018 season, he will be 34 years old. Now, for a backup quarterback at that age, that's not someone you want on a team that is trying to get younger and trying to build towards the future. The Miami Dolphins are not a team that's in quote-unquote win-now mode. So if you're a team that's in quote-unquote win-now mode, which would be a team like Pittsburgh or the Patriots, even the Packers to an extent, someone like that, you want a veteran quarterback should, God forbid, something happen to your starter, so someone can step right in and you can continue to win and sort of hold down the fort and not go through the growing pains of having a young quarterback. The Miami Dolphins are not one of those types of teams right now. They are a team that, yes, they made the playoffs last year. They were the sixth seed. But for the most part, they're trying to change the culture of an organization that hasn't won in a very long time. That really hasn't won in a very long time. And to do that, you have to get younger and at a few spots, and you have to get more talented at a few spots. And one of those spots is quarterback. Now look, Ryan Tannehill, from all reports, will be the number one quarterback for this team next year. I don't see a way in which he is not that guy. But at the number two, and this is all under the assumption Jay Cutler's not back, which I don't think he will be back. I know Adam Gase does have a love for him that nobody can really explain, and their friendship is tight, their bond is tight, but I don't see Jay Cutler being back on his team next year, which means the number two quarterback spot is something that will need to be addressed, as Jay Cutler will not be under contract, and odds are he will go back into retirement, and Matt Moore will be a free agent, and at the age of 34, if you're the Miami Dolphins, clearly you don't trust him enough to the point where if Ryan Tannehill goes down like he did this year, you want to hand him the keys. So what does Miami do? I don't know, but more reasons why Matt Moore should not be back. Not only that is he doesn't win. He doesn't win. So last year, everybody sort of remembers the games that Miami won. The game against the Jets on a Saturday night that was on NBC. Matt Moore played great and they won. Everybody remembers the win against the Bills. Matt Moore gets a lot of credit for that win, but he actually played awful in that game. He had the interception in the end zone right before the half, which was brutal. And overall, that game was won by Jay Ajayi. Let's just be honest. So that game was brutal. And then the last two games, he wasn't very good. Where they lost to the Patriots at home, he looked bad. And then the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs, where he was a turnover machine. And then you head into this year. He really only played in four games this year. The one half he played against the Jets, he was good. I can't knock him for that game. He was good. He had the Ravens game, which is maybe his worst game ever. I mean, that was beyond bad. Tampa Bay game, he was okay. Nothing special, but once again, nothing great in the half he played there. And this past week against the Patriots, once again, he's bad. You cannot find a stretch of games, whether last year or this year, not even a stretch, back-to-back games where Matt Moore has looked good. Matt Moore, he just cannot be depended on anymore in this league, or at least with the Miami Dolphins. I'm sure there would be a team out there who would sign him and he would be a better fit for, but it's not for Miami. Another thing is, look, he never had a top flight arm. He never really had a top flight arm, and the arm seems to be getting worse. His passes have zero zip on him at this stage. Zero. The ball really does float out there. It sort of does hover, and they are passes that are easily intercepted. Now, well, the one thing I will say about Matt is obviously many members of this franchise like him a lot. From the wide receivers, love him. Tight ends, love him. Everybody loves Matt Moore. Nobody says a bad word about Matt Moore who's on this team or in this front office. So there is something to be said for that. But my take is, if everybody likes him so much, but they don't want him to play, which clearly Adam Gase does not, make him a coach. I mean, seriously, make him a quarterback coach, a quality control assistant. Maybe he has a future there. But I do think it is time to move on from Matt Moore for this year. I know some fans are vehemently against that. They don't understand. They go, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in this league, which I usually laugh at because he is not. Matt Moore, on his best day, is an average quarterback. And most days, he's just a below-average quarterback. We've seen the games this year where he has struggled mightily. He leaves many plays on the field every game he plays. There's no word on if he's going to play this week against the Broncos. We haven't heard about Jay Cutler, but if Jay Cutler's healthy, Adam Gase will once again go right back to Jay Cutler just because he has zero faith in Matt Moore these days. Matt Moore this year, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a completion percentage around 61.4. In the 2 games he has started, Miami is 0-2, and they've looked pretty bad on offense in both. He's just not a very good player. It is time to revamp that position overall. And by revamp, again, I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill is going anywhere, and nor should he. Ryan Tannehill deserves one more shot with a healthy knee to prove he is the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback now and moving forward. He will be 30 years old as the season starts next year. Ryan Tannehill still very young in this league for a quarterback. Aside from this knee situation, he has been relatively healthy his entire career. He deserves another crack at being the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback, and he will get that next year, I believe. I don't see that changing. But if you're the Miami Dolphins, and I don't like to talk about rounds because it's tough to predict what a team will do in the draft before free agency, number one, and number two, who they're going to go for in each round, especially in November. But I will say this. Let's just say the first 4 rounds, because to me, the draft really is 4 rounds, and everything after round 4 really depends on... It's not a total shot in the dark, but it's a little bit of a shot in the dark in some ways. So in the first 4 rounds next year, Miami has 5 picks, because they picked up the 4th rounder from the Eagles. One of those 5 picks needs to be a quarterback. Now, which quarterback? We got months to talk about that. And what round they should take that person in? We got months to talk about that. But the bigger picture item here is they need to address the quarterback position. And they need to change the backup quarterback position. Because it's just not working with Matt Moore, clearly. Matt Moore couldn't get promoted when Ryan Tannehill got hurt in August, okay? So you can't go back to him next year, and God forbid something happens again to Ryan Tannehill. You have already shown you have no faith in Matt Moore. What are you going to do? You can't throw him out there again and expect the fan base to believe you're trying to win, to expect the players on the field who have lived through this once already that you're trying to win. So Matt Moore needs to go. And it's time to move on from him. His time in Miami, look, it's pretty much only been the 2011 season, which he stepped in and played after Chad Henne was hurt / benched. He started 12 games that year, went 6-6, nothing special, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, very pedestrian numbers, but he played okay and led Miami to a few wins. After 2011, he almost never played. He was on the field for a few snaps in 2012. Excuse me. Even fewer snaps in 2013. Even less snaps in 2014. And in 2015, He only got into one game and threw one pass. So he really hasn't played much since 2011. Last year, obviously, the four games he got into, and this year he's been active and played in four games. There's just nothing there at this point. And I know a lot of fans they like Matt Moore, and we've always heard that age-old talk, especially from one reporter in the South Florida market, who I won't name, who says there's no difference between Ryan Tannehill and Matt Moore. You watch him every day in practice, they're the same guy. Well, he was wrong then when he said it. He was wrong every time he said it after he first said it. And if there was any ever proof that he was wrong, it's been the 2017 year. Matt Moore just ain't getting the job done these days in the NFL. I think his days as an NFL quarterback are essentially over. I think his days as a member of the Miami Dolphins are essentially over. In these last five games, however many he plays in, will be his last days as a member of the Miami Dolphins. The backup quarterback position needs to get younger for Miami. And it needs to get younger. It needs to get more talented. Because, well, we assume Ryan Tannehill will be 100% next year. You never know when the next injury is around the corner. And Miami needs to have some faith into who they're handing over the quarterback position to. Now, on the practice squad, they have Brandon Dowdy, and of course right now on the roster they have David Fells. Again, two guys who are probably not even NFL players really, so I'm not even going to really mention them or talk about them, because they're guys who really don't have a long future here in the NFL or as a member of the Dolphins. But Matt Moore overall, it is time to move on, and I think we might be seeing his last days as a member of this team this year. And we will talk about more as the offseason goes on what Miami will do at the backup quarterback position. I see changes coming, so we'll see. But just something I wanted to touch base on, because I know the quarterback position is always a hot topic in Miami and amongst the fans. Right now, Jay Cutler, no word if he's playing this week. And as I always say, if he does, great. If he doesn't, those two players right now are essentially the same. One makes a lot of mistakes with his head, and one makes a lot of mistakes with his arm. So pick your poison. So we'll see about that. I will probably have a show again tomorrow, and we'll start to get more into the Broncos game and talk about the Broncos and what they got going on as we head into the Broncos Sunday. This Sunday's game is on Fox. It is not on CBS. This game was moved from CBS to Fox, so it's a little odd to see two teams in the AFC playing on Fox, but it will be on Fox Sunday at 1. And we'll talk about that some more, too, as the week goes on. And just be sure to check out DolphinsTalk.com for all the latest on the Miami Dolphins. We got some new articles up of late, and they're very well written by some new writers that have joined us, like Ryan Van Hoover, among some others. So please check that out. And everybody have a nice afternoon and night, and we will talk to you again after a while.